Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Studio Bill Bush with us from remote today. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shindaddy have going on today in Creighton at Midwest Bank, Bill?
It's going to be a kind of a it's going to be a throwback to better times. I think Steve might be able to participate this at a high level. It's Retro Microwave Monday.
Okay.
Microwave Monday. So they've brought in microwaves from 1980, okay, and they're going to have food prep classes, and you get to cook your meals in there on the old microwave. If Steve will remember this, so it'll be a dial timer, Jake. The microwave had a dial timer. There was no add 30 seconds. There was no punch in a minute 44. It was a dial timer. Also, Jake, with the no rotating turntable inside, you could cook your one meal would be completely 1,000 degrees and an inch over, it'd be frozen still. And that's how you had to. So you had to know how to, me and Steven know how to do it for a short amount of time, open it, twist it yourself and move it. Sometimes in the microwave, the one we had an Amana, and in the Amana, you'd have to move it like back right corner. And you knew how to position your food. So today, Shin Daddy's brought in microwaves from the Amana microwaves in the 1980s for food prep. And what it was like to cook in the 80s on the first microwaves ever sold.
So he's demonstrating.
He's demonstrating, yes.
Yeah,
this is a class setting. It's a class setting that he'll have for Retro Microwave Monday.
And he'll have the food available.
Food will be available. He'll handle it. Steve, what did you guys have for your original one?
Oh, what would we cook? I think, well, we definitely had an Amana. No, we won.
Ours was an Amana, yeah, and it closed. It was like a vault. the microwave weighed easily 250 pounds.
I just thought everybody had an Amana. I didn't even know anybody else made any of these.
Yeah, Amana was the brand. That was the brand.
I hate to say
it. And it was better. But it was better. You had to move your stuff around. It was better times, Jake.
I hate to say this. I think you, as a youth. So what? How old were you when you were using this Amana, do you think?
I think we got our first one. I was about in sixth or seventh grade when it showed up, made an appearance. That's when we went from, my dad made the purchase at Meidrick's hardware store, mm-hmm, brought the Amana home. And as we made the move from the toaster oven to the microwave, that's what made the appearance. And it was a big day for us. And the biggest thing was my cousin would say one time we'd been out. This is now we're in high school. We've been out for the evening, whatever, doing stuff. Got home late. It's about 2 a.m. I said, "Hey, you want a cheeseburger?" He's like, "Yeah." Thought I was going to grill it. I didn't. Cooked it in the microwave.
Wow.
Raw hamburger.
Wow.
Added it out and cooked it in the microwave. Yeah. And it was, I'm not going to lie to you, it was really good. Put Velveeta cheese on it. Not pre-sliced, pre-wrapped. He had to cut the Velveeta cheese.
Velveeta.
To make a cheeseburger about 2 a.m.
Things that should be illegal.
Velveeta.
Yeah. Yes.
But it's not. We enjoy it.
Now, I was going to say, I think as a sixth grader, you seventh grader in that area, you were more self-sufficient. I wasn't using it at that. I wasn't using the microwave. I just wasn't. I'm not going to lie.
What were you doing? Making sandwiches?
What were you doing?
Turkey
not
sandwiches?
That. My mom was doing it. I mean, it was, I just leaned really hard on my mom for that. You were, I think you probably were ahead of me on that. In that world,
might have been. We definitely were self-sufficient in the microwave area.
I was not.
We blew up my grandma's microwave, just dehydrating meats, putting sausages and stuff. And you just kept cooking. You'd put it on like a hot dog for 10 minutes, and then it would just turn to powder. And then eventually, we blew up the glass inside.
Not good, Bill.
Who's we? You and
Tammy?
That'd be my other cousin. That'd be my cousin, Wade Bush.
Never heard. Yeah, I never heard you talk about Wade.
I haven't either. This is the first time Wade reference
Bush,
to Wade.
Yeah, Wade Bush would have been Tracy and Janine's son. And he was back at the time that they were living in Mason City, Iowa, and they were back visiting, and we had that event. So
this is a breakthrough day. The Wade Bush
Retro
day.
Microwave never, Monday.
Never heard of Wade Bush. It's the first name, first time. By the way, on YouTube, Troy says, my grandma would microwave frozen donuts for me in the 70s when I would visit. Better times, indeed.
Yeah.
Frozen donuts.
Interesting.
Never heard of a frozen donut.
They had was ridiculous. They were so powerful. Doesn't even compare to what the power is now. Not even close. And the microwave also was historical to have one. It was a big deal. It was a big deal. Now everyone has one. Every dorm room has one. They're everywhere. And when you move, you don't even really usually move a microwave. Like, just throw it away. Mm-hmm. Just get another one when we get to the next place. Not a big deal. Mm-hmm. Get it for $50 at Walmart.
Yeah, they're like flat screen TVs now. It's just not a big deal at all at this point.
It should be a very fun day at Midwest Bank. Great. Thank you to Shindaddy.
Shindy.
Make it that possible.
You guys were with Shindy this week.
I was. Shindaddy was boiling the shrimp. He was in charge of the entire boil.
Why am I not
surprised? He ran the whole cookout.
Why am I not surprised?
You shouldn't be surprised.
There was a dangerous time, Jake will say, when you bring out the shrimp and the corn and the potatoes and the crab legs and you just throw it on the table.
That's right.
There's a chance that of getting scalding hot water.
That's correct.
Thrown on your
nobody
thigh.
Did though. Nobody
so you had to be very alert.
Nobody
what's
got burnt.
On.
No. Nobody. Everything was good.
Safety.
Yeah. Safety and fun.
Mixed safety.
Our friends. Yes. 464-5685. Call or text as always. Big news over the weekend in recruiting. On the 4th of July, 5-star offensive tackle Felix Ojo surprised people by committing to Texas Tech, despite heavy pursuit from Florida, Michigan, Ohio State, Texas, and others. Now, his agent, Derek Shelby, originally said that Ojo received a 3-year, $5.1 million revenue-sharing deal with Texas Tech. It was later reported that Ojo is going to receive on average of about $775,000 per year for his 3 years, with a verbal understanding that Texas Tech will renegotiate up to $5 million on Felix Ojo. Sip, you told me about this story on Friday. I was not watching the news on 4th of July, but this caught your eye a lot on Felix Ojo.
Oh, yeah, it caught college football's eye because of mainly, I think Bill's following the story too. The original number got your attention.
5.1 million was the original reported number.
Right. And then it's almost like Bill wrote this article on 3. It said sources around Texas Tech pushed back on the number, telling On Three that Ojo's 3-year deal is expected to pay an average of $775,000 annually, which jives with what Bruce Feldman reported. Bruce Feldman reported that the deal is actually 3 years, $2.3 million with these, I would say, escalators that are dependent on things like the rev share number escalating, how the NIL world evolves. I can't imagine the level of vagueness in that contract. I don't know.
It seems like it.
Yeah,
pretty vague.
I wonder how you get that contract finalized, because I think a lot of the language would be incredibly vague. So, yeah, there's a wide disparity.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In the reports, and I did hear it, Bill. You may have heard it too on 84 Sirius. You know, you're just doing research, listening to other things. And Derek Shelby was on.
The agent.
Yeah, I guess he was. They are actually playing a Fox Sports interview, and he was pushing hard that this is a monumental, ground shattering contract. Of course, he's the agent; he would do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, within the agent also, he's also promoting himself.
100.
If you come with me as an agent, this is what I can do for you. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge push there. So the numbers are always a little out of whack. They should get a little bit more. Should get better. You know, with the rev share, and there are going to be some people. It's going to come out what people are actually making.
Will that be public knowledge?
There's always going to be some NIL still. We know NIL still exists. Will that come out? I don't know what has to be released, but you know, I think you'll have a little better feel for it. Do I think it's going to be great? No, but it's shocking because you know a lot of times you hear this stuff on every aspect with every team, and you hear things of like, oh, so-and-so went to West Virginia, and he had offers from five schools. So it's always built up in a big way because they really didn't have committable offers to those schools. They had offers. They didn't have committable offers to them. This young man had committable offers everywhere.
Five-star, big-time,
so
yeah, big-time player.
He could have went to any school in the country. They all would have taken his commitment. But every you know, whether it be Alabama, Georgia, you name it, they were all taking his commitment. That's what makes this story so unique, that a player that could commit to everywhere committed to Texas Tech.
Right.
That's not normal. It's not the norm.
It's becoming a little more normal as we see the way Texas Tech operates with the softball pitcher. They signed also, for instance, Bill, that this kid, is it Ojo?
Oho.
Oho. He joins in that. A five-star receiver, Micah Hudson, who's transferred to Tech from Texas.
Now, Steve, question on this. Now, everything ended, what was it, July 1st or the whatever it was like that with the front loading of contracts.
Right.
So
before
this didn't make it underneath that this will be a very scrutinized contract.
Right.
Be looked at very, very closely because of, okay, that means you're spending a lot of money on one player.
When that initial figure was reported, the 3 year $5.1 million, yeah, you definitely wondered that. I mean, what percentage of Texas Tech's rev share cap is he? What percentage is he getting? But then the reports of, like, when Feldman's report came out, $775,000 a year. That's still a big chunk. But would you expect left tackles, highly recruited left tackles, to be in that area around the country, even with rev share?
Well, they have a very detailed every GM in college. Obviously, if you study GMs in the NFL. Some people will believe on their roster how they want to spend their money. As far as sometimes, their right guard at these 10 organizations, they're just going to pay him less than the other 20 NFL teams will. So there's always a difference there. But however you cut it, if you have 20, just you say it's $20 million to spend, Okay. And one person was going to say he was getting a million.
Right.
And the other 19 million is spread across the entire athletic department.
Right.
That's a wow.
That's a wow. That's, you're right. That's a wow.
That's a big wow.
Now, here's the question, though, and this is what they're talking about in the, we'll just say the general discussion. How much of this is rev share money and how much of it is NIL? You see what I'm saying? There's rev share. Yep. There's money that comes out of your official total, but there also could be NIL money. You'd have to look at the contract to understand that, right?
Yeah, and then they'll be able to submit the contract, and they'll be able to submit it and get it cleared, mm-hmm. and which is hard to say he's not worth it or he is worth it. And then also they can get $599 a day that's non-reported. So they can get in the NIL, you can get 90, that's the money. Anything below 600, you do not have to document.
Okay.
So that's a nice, if you're making $599 a day,
yeah,
every day, pretty that'd solid. Be a fun day. It'd be all good. Right. You know, be, okay.
That's a college kind of kid. Fun.
That's pretty solid. Kid? Yes. That's great money.
Yeah. I can't even imagine that. I had to call my
mom.
So
that helps.
I had to call that my helps. Mom.
That's some spending money for the young man that doesn't have to even be accounted for.
Right.
That's basically just pay for play money.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that legal, by
right
the way?
Right away.
Yeah. Is that legal?
It is. For all intents and purposes, it is. I don't know technically if it's illegal at this point. Pay for play is supposed to not be, but how do you say that? Like, come on. That's what this whole thing is.
When the rev share / NIL new clearinghouse, all this stuff came out, immediately there was just an incredible amount of lawyers / agents. Everyone's, how do we get around it? What do we do? What are the ways to get this done? And that, and there are teams and teams of people right now working on that.
Oh, there are.
What the plan is. It's just teams of people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's holes everywhere. So they're trying to find those loopholes or whatever they can get done. And that's what they're finding out. And I'm sure there's something, it's probably built pretty well in this contract.
It is.
I would like to see, though, going forward, that if we start seeing some more numbers out there for players, what they're getting. This is, again, Derek Shelby puts a number out there that's reported otherwise other places. Will we start seeing with these contracts more concrete numbers reported with revenue sharing? I think people are going to be curious. People want to know what those numbers are. That's very much so public curiosity there, high.
It's public
very,
curiosity.
Very, very high on that.
But I don't know that you have to. We don't have to put it out, you know, just like you don't have to put your number out, you know. So I wouldn't look for it.
Well, again, this is self-promotion by the agent.
Yeah, agents might do it in some cases, right?
Yeah, they want to get the attention. A big he did an interview.
Yep.
And so if he's doing interviews, Then people are calling him, be our agent. Can you get us a deal somewhat similar? What can you do for us? And all of a sudden, he makes all of his money off of just a larger clientele list. So that's why it came from that. This story all came from one person, right? Came from the agent.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Derek Shelby went on radio and I heard the interview. He was touting it as a groundbreaking deal for his client, that he worked like heck to get this done. You know, and it was difficult to get done, but we got it done. And he did. He I think he just did one interview, but it was
Felix Ojo heading to Texas Tech different reports in the contract, but still good number, very good numbers for Ojo going to Texas Tech. Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear, Bill, in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Oh no,
you don't want to be hacked, and you can avoid that by calling our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state with a 99.6% retention rate. They handle all things IT and cybersecurity, and they have a free consultation available to you and your business at AppliedConnective.com. And are they still hiring, Bill, in Norfolk?
Still hiring in Norfolk, still hiring in Lincoln also, but they need a superstar in Norfolk. They need one. Now, the reason that all three of us we're able to enjoy another, you know, the multiple reasons of obviously our past history was incredible in this country. And then also the reason we could enjoy it recently is because Applied Connect has us protected. Like that, a lot of fiber. I mean, cyber things go on the 4th of July.
Absolutely.
Didn't happen. You know why? Applied Connect.
God, you can lean on them.
Always.
And they're always working, aren't they?
They never stop. AppliedConnective.com. Check it out today for a free consultation. When we come back, there's a hot take out there on Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti. We'll discuss that next.
Oh, I like this.
On Early Break on the
ticket. Doctor.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.